Now, most people these days don't tend to worry about an everyday cut or a scrape, because for the past 90 years we've been lucky enough to have access to antibiotics to prevent infection and a whole mess of other conditions. But the emergence of so-called superbugs, or bacteria that can survive an antibiotic treatment, has been a cause of concern for medical experts around the world. Now, we've got here to talk with us about these bacteria is Dr. Annie Penisian from Macquarie University. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Marlene. Nice to be with you.
Oh, that's
good afternoon to your listeners.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, what causes the creation of these antibiotic resistant bacteria?
So that's the hard part. So basically, we can say that antibiotics themselves create those antibiotic-resistant bacteria, or actually, rather, I should say, incorrect use of antibiotics or unnecessary use of antibiotics,
okay.
And also incorrect disposal as well. So because we just found in our latest study that if we expose bacteria, the superbugs, and one of them we used in our latest research, is that at even very low amount of antibiotics, even for if we expose these bacteria for only 3 days, we find that majority of these bacteria become antibiotic resistant, even within that short period of time. So that is the biggest concern, right? As you said in your introduction, antibiotics are great things, and we are really lucky to have them compared to people about 100 years ago. But if they are not used correctly, they can actually do more damage than good.
Yeah, and it's been in the media for quite some time, and I'm sure in the medical sphere as well, about the harm that over antibiotic use can do. Now, how quickly are these bacteria able to evolve an immunity to antibiotics?
So, in that study that I just mentioned now, we only expose these bacteria to low levels of antibiotics for only 3 days, and that is a very short period of time considering that most of the time we use antibiotics for a lot longer period. And we found that these 3 days were enough to make majority of these bacteria resistant. We also have to define what we understand as bacteria. So when we do often, usually when we say bacteria, we imagine these free-floating single cells, but they actually live not like single cells, but they live as biofilms when they are actually living together, attached to each other or to a surface, and they are surrounded within this gooey substance that they produce, and that makes them very resilient to the environment and also to antibiotics. So we tested those biofilms, and this is their natural lifestyle of bacteria. So when we exposed those biofilms to the antibiotics for only 3 days, we found that majority of these bacteria become a lot more antibiotic resistant. And that would mean that for this bacteria, to treat this bacteria later on, we would need such a high concentration of antibiotic that it would become almost unsafe or impossible to do. So this will be untreatable.
That's
with those
really
antibiotics.
Worrying.
Yes, that's
yeah, no, that's very, very worrying. And 3 days is not a long amount of time.
No, not at all. And that's why one of the biggest surprises, because we never really fully realized until now that it can happen within such a short period of time.
Wow, so this is very recent news to find out that
it's three days. Yeah.
My goodness. And and are they commonly found in the superbugs? Are they commonly found in hospitals?
Yes, they are. And the bacterium that we use is called Acinetobacter baumannii. It's one of those so-called superbugs. For example, it is associated with around 20% of infections in intensive care units around the world. So this is one of it. Yes, and you can imagine that people who are usually in those intensive care units, they are already immunocompromised, and the infection is probably the last thing they need.
Yeah, their immune system would be down. They'd already be quite vulnerable.
Yes, yes, and this is a major problem, especially in those intensive care units.
And how dangerous can they be?
So they're causing infection as many other bacteria, but the biggest danger is the fact that they are very hard to treat with antibiotics. They become very quickly antibiotic resistant. If you imagine what was bad before we had antibiotics, when even like a small infection could become a reason, like it could become fatal because it, you just couldn't treat it. It would spread and there wasn't much you could do about that. So that is actually the biggest danger, the fact that they become resistant and we don't really have effective means of treating them.
Now, I'm going to ask what might be a silly question, but is there any way we can treat these infections without antibiotics?
So the word antibiotic already kind of tells us that these are drugs that are designed to treat microbes. Mm. So there's like a whole lot of different antibiotics. And yes, basically without antibiotics, there isn't much we can do against these.
Okay.
Superbugs. And the other thing with this resistance is that we find that whenever they develop resistance to one group of antibiotics, they often also simultaneously develop resistance to a totally different group, even when they haven't been exposed to that. So they tend to gain this multi-drug resistance. And that basically tells you that they become resistant to a whole lot of antibiotics. And yes, I don't think without antibiotics there is much we can do. We can probably make it a little bit better, the infection, or like to make symptoms a bit milder, but I don't think we can fully cure them without antibiotics.
Yeah, we don't want to go back 100 years.
No.
I understand that. Probably was a silly question, but it's interesting. Now, what will our future hold with all these antibiotic resistance getting, you know, less and less effective over time? I mean, the antibiotics getting less and less effective over time. What does the future hold? What can we do for the future?
So we know, because at least we are now starting to realize that this problem is probably one of the biggest challenges that we face, actually, as humans. And that's a very big, big problem. And now we are, like, there is some research in trying to find other ways also to treat this, to at least make the existing antibiotics more effective. For example, as I mentioned, many of these bacteria form these biofilms, which makes them even more resilient, a lot more resilient. For example, there is, like, research which looks at how we can prevent bacteria forming biofilms, so that antibiotics are more effective against them. Unfortunately, currently there isn't really that many new antibiotics that are going to enter market in foreseeable future. So we don't really have new antibiotics coming in, whereas bacteria are becoming increasingly resistant. So we either have to keep being in that race, trying to catch up with bacterial resistance by new antibiotics, which is not really happening at that pace that bacteria are developing resistance, or we have to be more creative and try to make the existing antibiotics more effective. For example, as I mentioned, by preventing bacteria forming biofilms.
Wow, that was really insightful. Thank you so much for taking your time, but unfortunately we'll have to leave it there.
Thank you so much, and thank you to your listeners. It was great to talk to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.